The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, bringing credibility to conversation, sharing ideas, personalities. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler, to go through the 14th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Our thoughts with all those affected by the events of that day. Roberta is a New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
So we start our overview of New York by asking, I guess, even though the national news media has been all over this, New York news media, although you're in New Orleans this week, so maybe you're not paying, is it? What? Okay, this is an interesting.
Why did you move to New Orleans?
Yeah.
Did you leave New York?
I haven't left New York. My heart is always in New York. I mean, I'm born and bred, and I was a street reporter in New York. I mean, it's my city, and I love that city. I can't take the winters anymore. That's one of the reasons. Yeah. Why did I move to New Orleans? I don't know, old age, you know. You know, you become a snowbird.
Yeah, that makes good sense. That's why I go to California. A lot of people go to Florida, whatever it is.
And New Orleans is very similar. You'd be surprised how many similarities there are between New York and New Orleans.
Really?
Very similar. Yep.
Huh. You know, it's interesting. As an aside, talking about weather and the continuing conversation we have about whether the globe is changing climatically. Yesterday, I talked to both my son and my daughter because I'm going out there this afternoon to spend the weekend with my son, my daughter, and my grandson. And never did I give a thought until this morning that I'm flying from Boston to Los Angeles on September 11th. Never. And neither did my children give it a thought. Nobody in my life. I said to Meredith, did you? Nope. And she said, let's have no more of that thought. I'm not concerned about it at all.
No. But I'm just saying, the whole 9/11 thing sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
You're just we're into September. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like on the evening of the 10th,
bam.
Suddenly realized.
The news media is what brings that around as much as anything else.
Facebook is what brought it around.
I was thinking this morning, could you imagine if on that fateful day Facebook existed and Twitter existed? Right, it didn't exist then. Think about it. Yeah. How different everything would have been as far as people's, you know, immediate reactions and coverage and what was said and the historical perspective as well.
We were talking tweeting from the stairwells.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's what I was thinking.
Think about that. Posting pictures from the 70th floor.
Yeah.
Think about that possibility.
Imagine somebody taking a picture as they were jumping off the building going down.
Don't even go there.
Well, so maybe we don't need to go there because we've all been there and done that. And I don't want to be basically is the same focus as everybody. I never want to have the same focus as everybody else. I think we acknowledge it. We were talking about putting on the air some of the conversation you and I were having as we acknowledged on that day at 8:48.
Oh, I
you
remember
said
that.
8:46.
Looked like a little small plane had gone into the side of the World Trade Center. And then we came back on the air at 7 after the hour, and it was not an accident. And you could tell that it wasn't an accident because at that point you could see pieces of what was obviously a regular jetliner as it approached. You know, there was enough
evidence
cobbled together video. Somebody saw. I mean, you saw the video. The plane heading for the other tower.
Well, I remember when Rich said it looks like a small plane hit the World Trade Center, and we immediately all went online. Yeah. And I remember looking at it, and I remember saying, "That's not a small plane," because you know there was like a 20-story hole in the side of the building there. And I remember saying that this could be terrorism.
Well, Kenny was in Washington, pretty much across the street from the Pentagon, when that flight 77, also headed for Los Angeles, an American flight leaving Washington. And it's interesting because I have this fascination for planes, how I remember I remember Oganowski, who was the pilot of the American flight, because he's a farmer. He was the pilot of Flight 11 that left Boston, the 767-200, and probably didn't live more than 14, 15 minutes after the plane got in the air, because it only took 34 minutes for it to get from Boston to New York anyway. And then the other, the United 757, that was an American 757 that hit the Pentagon. It was a United 757 that flew upside down. And from that plane, Todd Beamer said, "Let's roll," which is our thought for the day, our quote of the day. So have we said enough? I think we may have said enough about this.
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge it because it changed how we all think and view the world that day.
Yep.
Everything changed.
Yep, it did.
Sure
and,
did.
And it changed. There are things that happened before it and after that led to the same sort of thing. We haven't corrected our faults. We haven't corrected the problems. We haven't, look at it, I mean, we made more of a mess that created this kind of thinking in the first place.
Yeah.
And
but
so,
what I'm amazed, though, Doug, when you think about it, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that we have no knowledge about whatsoever. The fact that there has not
been... I know about it because I watched 24.
Well, the fact that there hasn't been another major terrorist attack in the United States amazes me.
Yeah, there's some credit that's due. Among all the criticism, there's credit that goes to people that we don't really know anything about and we don't want to know because
well,
we
just... the public, too.
I mean, to be safe.
You know, look at this, the train thing that we saw last week in France where the three Americans got hailed as heroes.
Yep.
The public is alert, aware, and not going to let it happen.
Now we sure
are. You can get up on an airplane and start to charge the cockpit, but let me tell you something. You're going to get pummeled before you get the
back. Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That day is all over.
Right.
That kind of stuff is not
you know,
happen.
I think now it's more trying to attack servers from a cave somewhere in Pakistan is what we're looking at now.
Yeah.
And the little real stuff, which, you know, we got the precogs and minority report.
How do you set up a computer in a cave?
It's all wireless, battery operated. They have squirrels running power.
Really?
Yeah.
Think about it. A cyber attack on the U.S., how dependent we are on computers.
Yeah,
they run everything.
It's much easier to do a lot more damage today.
Oh, my.
You know, here's what you hear on the news this morning. Fear. Will the grid be attacked?
Yeah, right. That's it.
That's what you hear.
Go screw. That's what I say to those people in the news media doing that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, in New York... there is a $15 $15 minimum.
He's for you to say.
I can't even say it because it's so
minimum wage.
I'm appalled by it. $15 minimum wage for fast food workers goes into effect. There's an apology.
It's a $15 minimum wage period. It's not just for fast food workers.
Well, they're the ones who marched for it.
Yeah, but it's just a $15 minimum wage.
They're working to pass legislation setting that for all industries, but the actual $15 minimum wage goes into effect today for fast food workers. So they're working to make it universal. It has not become, from what I understand, a law as of yet. But,
went into effect this past week? Kiosks at McDonald's where you just push button your food.
Yeah, right. No server.
You go to a sheet.
Robots and push buttons.
You go to a Sheetz. Okay, I don't know whether you have like it's kind of like a gas station convenience thing, but they have lots of food that you can order, all kinds of subs and chicken and whatever.
Yeah.
And you walk in, no human takes your order.
Mm-hmm.
You walk up to a little screen and you press, I want a sub, and I want this kind of sub, and I want tomatoes and lettuce and butter.
You know what this does?
Pick it up at the bar.
All
that's
going to
be McDonald's and Hardee's and Wendy's and all that.
All this does is give people who are minimum wage qualified only no job, and they become wards of the state. Collect.
Or
unemployed.
Let's try the upside.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I have a little bit of hope that this happens.
Yep.
Good. That we become such big robotics
need-based
society that they get jobs building, designing robots.
They got to go to school and they got to get trained.
Right.
And that's why you should be doing that in school anyway. These people that are working at McDonald's, most of them, not all of them, most of them haven't even gotten out of high school and they don't speak English. Many of them anyway.
I hope my son gets a job making $1 million a year designing robotic burger flippers.
Yeah.
But you know what I find amusing about all this?
Right.
Way back in the 60s and 70s, on the corner of 42nd Street and 5th Avenue, there was a Horn and Hardot automat.
Oh my
Remember
God!
Remember those?
You never had to. You didn't see humans. You went in and pushed the button, and all of
you
they stuffed them out of the.
A little door opened up, and you took out your sandwich.
Yeah, and the drink and everything else. It was the precursor to the what do they call the things when you get the Coke bottle, the dispensary or dispenser thingamabubber. That's what it was—a precursor to that.
Yep. The Hornet Hard Out Automat.
All right, 16 past the hour. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals of the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
All right, Roberta, let's check in with you and find out what some great bargains are for today and the weekend at the Queen of Cheap Report, which you can find, by the way, info details at the Better Living Box, DougStephan.com. Go ahead, my dear.
Okay, some retail stuff for you this weekend. Target, or Target, but I like to call it Target. It just sounds so much upscale. We got an extra 10% off men's clearance clothing. The stuff is cheap enough as is. Now take off another 10%. Then we got the coupon code for you at DougStephan.com. Go and grab it. And if you have a Target Red card, you get an additional 5% off, at which point I think they're paying you to take the stuff out of the store. Amazon. If you refer a friend, you get a free Amazon Prime trial. So that means they don't have to pay anything. They can just sign up for Amazon Prime. I think it's for like 30 days. And you get a trial. You're going to get a $5 credit when they make a $5 purchase. So just sign up every friend you got. Sign up 20 friends. Now you got $100 there. There you go. If you want to see Alaska from your house, but you're not in Alaska, you can get a free one-year subscription to Alaska Magazine. We have all the directions on how to do that at DougStephan.com. Sarah Palin will not visit you. And 6pm.com has 70% all Sturry Topsider shoes. What a deal. Go and grab them and go boating.
Wait till you see what's going to happen in holiday shopping with the December 18th release of Star Wars.
Oh,
kind of products that will be available everywhere.
Cross
supporting that.
Goodness.
21 after, good day.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today is September 11th. It is appropriate for us to listen to some of the songs that have come out of the September 11th experience. Neil Young's Let's Roll, the exact quote from Todd Beamer as the United Flight 93 went upside down and landed in that field. They dedicated that, I think, the memorial. Was it yesterday or today?
Dedicating? Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, all right, so Neil Young here. This is the time in each hour we focus on some musical element, and so we've got a few of the songs that made it for September 11th. Here's McCartney and Freedom.
Talking about freedom.
Is this really Freedom? I mean, is this McCartney or is this that other guy? Yesterday or this week there's been a rumor that McCartney died.
Right. Well, the rumor that McCartney died has been around for 40 years.
Yeah, but now it was revived.
Right, it's revived.
Yeah. All right, this is a good song. Bruce Springsteen has a couple of songs that apply to September 11th. The Rising is one of them. What's the other one you like, Roberta?
He did a song called Empty Sky.
Empty Sky.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Roberta, when he sings, does he really have a pair of socks in his mouth, or does it just sound like that?
You know, if I was near you, I would hit you right now.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's trash talk. What are you talking about?
I know it is. It's fun.
All right, Bon Jovi and Undivided, another September 11th application. Songs that I think are more appropriate than others, at least in my own world, my own taste. I think the following one was one that got so much attention after September 11th, Charlie Daniels Band, and This Ain't No Rag, It's a Flag.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, oh glory, red, white, and blue. The stars and the stripes, when it comes to a fight, we can do what we have to do. Our people stand proud, the American crowd is faithful and loyal and tough. Are we as good as the best and better than the rest? You're gonna find out soon enough. When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's ahead of your way. This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA.
USA. USA music, patriotic music, an important part. That was it. USA. We heard that. USA. USA. All right, the Eagles have a song called Hole in the World.
Back to their beautiful harmonies.
Yeah, this is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Time after September.
There's a cloud of fear and sorrow. There's a hole in the world tonight. Don't let there be a hole in the world tomorrow.
Hi, this is one of the songs that most impacted me. Came out shortly after September 11th. The singer's name is Alan Jackson.
Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there and stop the side of that sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children and lost their dear loved ones?
Cried about this until a long time after. It's so
impactful. It tells a story. It tells a gripping story.
Yeah. Now I'm talking the song. I mean, I'm just the event itself.
Yeah.
How long did it take us actually grasp the significance of what had happened that day? All right. Here, a quick snippet of Toby Keith's courtesy of Red, White, and Blue. 28 past the hour on Good Day. Some September 11th songs appropriate.
Came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Pain and no gain. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Picture this. You're 30-something and you go to the gym for the first time in ages. Your best friends forever are there as they were during the months you weren't, but you're you. Meaning, whatever they can do, you can do better. So you pump the iron and you pump and you pump. Hours later, you're in agony. Every muscle aches. You think you're gonna die. Next, your pee turns dark. Now you're heading into rhabdo land, as in rhabdomyolysis, meaning you've messed up your muscles so much they're starting to damage your kidneys. DCOC advice? God invented pain to stop us doing stupid stuff. In other words, when you're at the gym and your body's hurting, stop. If you haven't worked out for a while, whether you're 20 or 50, ease into it over days to weeks. Otherwise, it's just pain and no gain. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Mind some things to hopefully think about. Maybe they'll influence your thinking one way or another, or not. It's up to you, your choice. This is Freedom of Thought Radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli here, Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We'll be joined by Brian Buffard later on, former JAG officer, talking about Mr. Bergdahler, sergeant. Was he a sergeant? He was a sergeant, wasn't he? Bo Bergdahl?
I think he was a dirtbag.
Yeah. A dirtbag. Okay.
First class. That's what it was. I'm not so sure about the first class.
Pretty sure.
Oh, yes, right. Third class. Dirtbag.
Dirtbag, second class. All right, so I want to come back around.
The one who kind of wandered off.
Let's go back to New York, even though Roberta lives part-time now in New Orleans, and that's where she is today. The things that she explained earlier, and frequently explained, she's a born and bred New Yorker. Certainly you can tell that by listening to her.
Yeah,
exactly. So I'm trying to make heads or tails out of this apology from Commissioner William Bratton, who told James Blake, who's apparently a pretty good tennis player. He was arrested outside a hotel, and it was a case supposedly of mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity.
He wasn't arrested. He was tackled.
Well, he was
tackled.
Right.
And roughhouse.
Roughed up. Beaten down to the ground. I mean, he wasn't beaten. They tackled him and handcuffed him.
Well, but it was mistaken identity. So where do you go?
Somebody said that guy over there was the guy that I just sold the drugs to.
Yeah. Well, you hear, as not meant to be facetious, but you know, you hear often, well, all those guys look the same. If you're an ignoramus,
Well, think about it this way, though. If someone specifically identifies another person, that's the guy that just sold the drugs.
Right.
Most drug dealers are packing.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. The police are not going to start, you know, get into a situation where they could possibly have a shootout.
They're
going to
have a long conversation
lobby
with this guy, right? Yeah.
You know, so they're going to, you know, tackle him and handcuff him first and make sure he's secure first, and they may have to, you know, bring him down to the ground to do that. So, you know, in defense,
so was the apology
the
in order?
Thinking,
was it in order?
Oh yeah, no, they.
I think so. I think they owed him an apology.
All right,
but you know, but if you look at, you know, what police go through day to day, and believe me, that they've done the police have done a lot of rough handling they should not do. There's the absolutely, and there's
a lot of inappropriate police action, but yet
absolutely
it's a tough job, and there are people who need to be better trained to work these
jobs. You know,
jobs.
Like I said, do they want this guy running and pulling a gun and shooting across the lobby?
No.
Uh-oh. You know, so you got to look at both sides of the story here.
Okay, let's stay in New York for a moment. This week, public health advocates and officials in New York announced that New York City is going to officially watch the sodium available to its residents. And you thought Bloomberg was bad. Here's Bob Blasio, the misguided focus on salt producers, restaurants, that sort of thing. Anyway, if you haven't heard the story, New York is planning to further its series of novel nutritional efforts by telling its citizens. Say what?
I'm all for it.
Well, there's education involved in this more than it is you do as I say.
This is part of the education process.
Yeah, but there also is a sort of like Uncle Sam wants you, that pointing finger. I'd like to think, and maybe that's my problem, I'm thinking that America is smart enough to figure this stuff out. But if that's the case, then why
smart
are there
enough,
so many people
half the
buying
people in
this
the
stuff?
City, half the people in this country are obese. Smart
and
enough?
Have heart disease. Yeah, okay.
Seriously,
so yeah.
Smart
yeah.
enough?
Right.
Huh. I don't think so.
Well, well, there we have it, boys and girls. That's in a nutshell from New York.
I'm reading...
live from New York, it's Roberta Fasanelli.
The book, The Whole 30.
Yeah.
About the 30-day challenge, eating clean.
Yeah.
Kind of paleo kind of thing. But they take a lot of time in the book to explain why it's important and the effect of processed foods has on your body, both mentally and physically, versus whole foods.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. And I was just sitting there when Roberta said, you know, smart enough, why wouldn't we make 10th graders read this book?
Well, that's the problem, Richard.
Hello.
We're not teaching. We shouldn't 10th grade. First graders.
Well, it's a little heavy.
High school.
Read Fast Food Nation. You read Fast Food Nation, you will never step foot in a fast food restaurant again.
You'd never eat chicken again if you saw Farmageddon.
Right.
I mean,
you've been
in this side of beef either.
Roberta, what I want to do is I want to tell them this book does a very good job of telling you why the other stuff is so good for you and its good effects on you versus just don't eat that. It's bad.
Well, we don't have health education because too many of the zealots that are on local school boards find that there is a reference to sexuality or how your the sexual part of your body works, and they don't want anything to do with it, so they kill the whole health education curriculum, which is all about this stuff. You know, we need to get some of this Neanderthalic thinking, that's my pejorative on it, just stupid, ignorant, backward thinking out of the way so that people can learn how to live a long, happy life. And you can't, if you don't understand what's going on in your body. What'd you say, Kenny?
I don't think it's because people are ignorant or too stupid. I think people don't care. In 2015, there is no reason that anybody should step into a McDonald's and think that they are getting something that's healthy.
But
so,
for a dollar.
I'll bring this
so
book
they
up.
Don't care. Maybe that's it. Why do we get all exercised about
because,
it?
Because your brain, because the super sweet and super fat and super salt foods that
makes
we
your
created,
brain feel good.
Your brain feels good.
Yeah.
And you want that feeling.
Well, because we're getting counted by so many other things.
Sure.
Let's go feel
good.
So look at the news.
You eat
listen
an apple.
To the news. I'm going to McDonald's and have a Big Mac.
Right. You
I'll
an
feel
apple,
better then.
And even though
brilliant,
an apple
Richie.
Is sweet or grapes are sweet, they don't give you the dopamine release that a Twinkie does.
Emphasis on dope. Okay. 20 minutes before the hour, 40 minutes after the hour. I want to have time for this before we talk to Brian Bofford about Bo Bergdahl. The I'm beginning to change my stretch a little. As you know, if you listen to me with regularity, I change my mind on things. I'm not the same person today that I was even a month ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. So with that, I had excitement and enthusiasm for Trump. I still do for his ideas, but I'm becoming more and more a fan of Carly Fiorina. I was from the first time Meredith and I saw her at a rally, and we watched and listened and thought, wow, this woman's really smart and has the right ideas. So when Hillary Clinton was on Ellen this week to talk about a couple of different things, one of them that stood out for me was the discussion of how women are held to a double standard, because they are. Whether you realize it, I was reading a little book in a salon yesterday about what men need to know about women. And as I chuckle reading some of the stuff, but then really understand what we're dealing with here, the Venus and Mars stuff, how insecure men are to do the sorts of things that they do to sort of sideline. I mean, it goes back to Pericles and the days in Athens when it was a city-state. They tried to, when women, the Amazonian time of women and women having influence, and the men who were running government were trying to push women aside, and they did successfully for a long time. Look at how long it took women to get the vote here in America. So she's right. There may be other things. I had thought enthusiastically that Hillary would be the person I would vote for this year. I don't think that anymore. In fact, I doubt that I will, if the Republicans can put up somebody out of the field of these three anyway, Carly Fiorina or Carson, now I'm becoming a big fan of his, and that's how my thinking changes. Trump, I'm not happy about what he said about Fiorina this week. I think he needs to really focus on the issues. But the point I'm making here is that it would be wonderful if we had Carly Fiorina perhaps running against Hillary Clinton, so that we could work on this double standard. And as an example of the double standard, which I thought was very, very well done, Hillary explained to Ellen how she went about trying to get her first credit card. Listen to this.
This is hard to believe, but there was a law passed so that if you were married or you were a single woman, you would be legally entitled to a credit card. So I applied for a credit card. I was married. This was probably like 1976, 77. And I got a letter back saying that I could not apply for my own credit card. I would have to use my husband's. So this is not like ancient history.
No.
And I was making more money than he was. And I actually was ready to have my own credit card.
I thought that was extraordinarily, the explanation there, extraordinarily well done, and certainly gives anybody who has half of an open mind cause to think about what in the world is going on here, where we have women, even in this example, it goes back, what, 30, 35 years for Mrs. Clinton?
Yeah.
Happened to me actually yesterday. I wanted to get a bathroom estimate, mm-hmm. and I had signed up to, you know, have them call me to mm-hmm. get an estimate to get a new shower, and they said to me, okay. They said, ma'am, they said, are you married? I said, yes, I am. Well, your husband needs to be present during.
My God!
I went ballistic.
I had the same thing happen, and they wanted my
wife.
They asked
you if your wife was there?
Present. And
why?
This is the reason they do it. It's because they want to close the sale right then and there. Mm. And they don't want you to be able to go, oh, okay.
Let me
thank
talk
you
to my
information. I'm going to talk to my whatever, mm-hmm. and we'll get back to you. So before they come in and pitch the sale, they
were
want
you convinced that that was the scenario?
They want
Roberta?
All the deciders in the room so that they can close the sale right there.
That's
because
the only
same thing
that
happened to me.
That's what has to be. But I had to tell him. I said, first of all, my husband does not do construction. I do. I said, second of all, I make the decisions here. I said, third of all, I have the money. So no, he will not be present. And if you don't want
want to come, I will go elsewhere. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
That was it. I got ballistic.
Mm. I have heard those stories from my pal. The same sort of thing, because she has her own way of living and has her own house,
you know,
and people come in and do the work, and
you would think,
I wonder how they, sometimes there is this advantage, and it's acknowledged almost.
It's not a big deal for somebody to tell me that, I want your wife there before I come, because I want you both to be able to decide, but man, you really have to walk on eggshells when you tell a woman that. So
yeah,
that's what this guy doesn't realize.
They didn't know who they were up against.
Well,
exactly.
In general.
The poor guy was like shocked.
Good for you. Hi. It's 44 past the hour. We're a moment away from a discussion of Bo Bergdahl and what ought to happen to him. That's next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices,
like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
All right, it's appropriate because of the time for us to take a moment to think about what happened on this date 14 years ago when we first realized that there was something wrong and the mayhem began. So a moment, please, remembering what happened on this date in 2001. What happened?
Okay.
Are we all right?
I had you off.
Oh.
You're back on now.
Okay. You had me off because, was there a reason you had me off? You didn't think I was going to keep quiet long enough? What's the problem? Didn't know, so nobody heard what I said.
I to be quiet.
When I came back, did nobody hear what I said?
Nobody heard what you said.
Nobody heard what I said. All right, so I will repeat what I said. The essence of what we all went through, what we all are thinking or have been thinking over these 14 years, it may come back to us with less frequency, but when you're hit with the reality of this time and of this day, I think it's almost disrespectful not to have a moment to think about what happened, who was involved, how we handled it. As bad as it was, the country was better off, and I say that without reservation. I think the country was better off for months after this event. It was shameful that it took that event to make us better, but it did. All right, so
you know, and on that note, Doug, it was remarkable. New York City for months, so much
amazing.
More quieter and polite. And gentle. The city, everybody was gentle with
you. Noticed it most in the cabs.
Yep.
Let's spend a couple of minutes with Brian Bofford, who is a former Navy JAG officer, now a civilian counsel, defends service members in every branch of our armed forces. So the prosecutors have reached into a section of military law not used very much. Let's get an explanation as to how this may affect Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Brian Bofford, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Well, thank you. So tell us how this case is playing out in your estimation and your experience, because this is the kind of trial that you are involved in professionally.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, essentially what we're placed at right now is a very early part in the process. And we are absolutely, in my opinion, unless he takes a deal, I think we're going to be still talking about this a year from now.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to take a while for this thing to get to trial. But they've charged him with desertion, which I think we all expected. But they've also charged him with another article under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's Article 99. And the title of that article is Misbehavior Before the Enemy. And it's a catch-all statute. It covers a lot of behavior. It's usually aimed at cowardice under fire, casting away your arms, or giving up
all
your
of which he's guilty
like
of,
that.
It would appear.
Well, the specific way that they've charged it, and I think it's not only interesting, but I also think it's wise on the government's part. They've charged him with misbehaving before the enemy by endangering the safety of his unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the theory there is going to be the people who went after him, that he knew there would be a search party going after him, put them in danger, And also, he himself knew aspects of that forward operating base that the enemy, you know, would reasonably find useful. And so those are two ways in which he endangered the safety of his command, if you believe the government says.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say this. There's not much more to say about this, frankly, at this point. You just watch it drag on and on. As you said, it could go on unless they make a deal for years, costing the taxpayer millions and millions of dollars. And the whole thing would not have been necessary had there been a psych evaluation. If we do psych evaluations of the people who want to go into the service and we find flaws in people like this guy obviously had, he never would have made it into the service in the first place.
I want to know if they find him guilty, do we get the other five that we released for him back?
Yeah.
I don't think that deal's going to work out.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's not going to happen. But we better be doing a better job of examining and understanding who these people are that we're putting the uniform on and putting in harm's way. Anyway, Brian, thank you. You have obviously a lot of expertise here, and you got to the point fast. Appreciate it. Brian Bufford with us here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
He looks harmless, but he does represent the magazine that trashed Layla, broke up Cream, ripped every album Led Zeppelin ever made. Don't forget the rules, man. This little is the enemy. He writes what he sees. Although it would be cool to be on the cover.
No, rock journalist. First, you never get paid much, but you will get free records from the record company.
All right, so this is Finger Dog by Stillwater from the movie Almost Famous. Stillwater is the fictional band that the main character is trying to interview through the movie. It was number one at the box office during this week in 2000.
I am a golden god!
A golden god. Let's see. This song about you, Richie?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
That's it.
Huh. Or maybe about Chucker. Or maybe Kenny. Or Roberta, if we put an ESS on it. All right. Goddess or goddess? Remember,
I am a god.
God spelled backwards is dog. All right. So that takes care of that remembrance. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man at 55 past the hour, with an overview of the new movies coming out this weekend. What's going to be really really good? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
Last week, Chucker, Force Friday events, all those new Star Wars products revealed, people going to store at midnight to buy up some of this stuff. I was looking earlier at some reviews of what Star Wars merchandise is likely to do in and around the holiday season, as perhaps the number one. Toys R Us says it's going to be the number one thing in the toy market, as the movie will be easily the number one thing of the season. Agreed?
No doubt. I mean, like we spoke many times, it's the most amazing franchise of all time in terms of its longevity. I mean, its popularity is still as popular now as it was in 1977.
Doug, did you see?
I mean, I wake up and tell my daughter, "Do you want to buy any Poseidon Adventure toys?" You know, I can't find.
By the way, I have a
boat that floats upside down. Is not very fun for a kid. Chuck.
Okay, I have a joke. Everybody ready?
Wait a minute, Doug. Did you see the new Star Wars trailer yesterday?
No.
Oh, you got to go online and see it.
Okay.
It's basically a production trailer. It's great.
Everybody ready for the joke? This is the bad joke of the day.
Hold on a minute. Let me get my bad rim shot of the day for you.
All right. Why did the stormtrooper buy an iPhone?
Why?
Because he couldn't find the droid he was looking for.
Oh.
I thought that was actually quite... All right. Chucker.
Let me do movie news first.
How about you tell us what's coming out this weekend?
Well, I'm going to get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
Tell me what you think of this story.
Hurry up.
Legendary Pictures is moving its King Kong Skull Island movie from Universal to Warner Brothers in an effort to do a King Kong versus Godzilla movie in the next few years. You think that'll sell in 2017?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yes.
So now Warner Brothers is going to have a King Kong franchise, a Godzilla franchise, and the ability to mesh both of them. Now, speaking of that concept, Zack Snyder gave an interview the other day and says that Batman will get a lot more screen time than Superman in next summer's Batman versus Superman movie. No surprise. I mean, I'm a fan of Superman, but Batman is the
who's playing Batman in that movie?
Batman, Ben Affleck.
He's playing in that movie too.
And then he's going to do a standalone Batman movie.
Yeah, that's right. And Henry Cavill is back as Superman.
Correct.
Wow.
And they got Wonder Woman in the movie too.
Great. All right, Chucker. So, what's the number one movie going to be on Monday when we ask you the question?
I'm going to say The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan's new low budget movie.
Right. Okay. Chuck Curry here with.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.